Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever been entrusted by someone you highly revered with a special task to accomplish? Were you formally commissioned to the task and maybe even given a written document which clarified the significance of your mission? That is exactly what happened to a man named Ezra, as the most powerful man in the world, King Artaxerxes, sent Ezra from Babylon to Jerusalem in 458 BC. As we've seen in our studies thus far, Ezra did not travel those 750 miles alone, for he was accompanied by a large group of very religious people who were excited about joining Ezra in his king-commissioned assignment, according to Ezra chapter 7. As we saw yesterday, that journey took 4 months of time, in part because they were carrying with them some very valuable resources the king intended to be used in the worship of Almighty God in Jerusalem temple. You'll recall that temple was the second temple, the one rebuilt, according to Ezra chapter 6, by the Jewish exiles who had returned from captivity in Babylon about 80 years before. The king's official letter, which Ezra carried with him, included three specific commands which are amazing. First, King Artaxerxes commanded that all the treasurers of the Trans-Euphrates region are to provide with diligence whatever Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law of the God of heaven, may ask of you. Ezra 7, verse 21 and 22. What remarkable extravagance the king was pouring out upon Ezra to be sure his mission would be successful. The region of the Trans-Euphrates, by the way, would have been at least the countries of Israel, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon on today's map of the Middle East. Sometimes we hear the claim that there should be a separation of church and state, but do we see here that in Ezra's case, the Persian kingdom, the state, was funding the temple of God in Jerusalem, the church? Can you imagine that, my friends? Second, King Artaxerxes proclaimed that whatever Mr. Ezra said that the law of God demanded should be done with excellence. Why? Listen to the king's words. Whatever the God of heaven has prescribed, let it be done with diligence for the temple of the God of heaven. Why should God's wrath fall in the realm of the king and of his sons? Ezra 7:23. Now, perhaps that sounds like self-preservation, and maybe it was, but I think it represents a change in the king's heart and a growing interest in knowing Ezra's God. Third, King Artaxerxes made this bold proclamation that must have shocked the Persian kingdom rulers in the region of Jerusalem. You are also to know that you have no authority to impose taxes, tribute, or duty on any of the priests, Levites, musicians, temple gatekeepers, temple servants, or other workers at this house of God. Ezra 7, verse 24. I can imagine this third demand of the king irritated the officials responsible for the treasury of the Trans-Euphrates region. Tax exemption for those serving in religious work at the temple of the Jewish God in Jerusalem? I wonder if any other religious workers anywhere else in the Persian kingdom received such privileged treatment. Oh, friends, but there is one more amazing proclamation in King Artaxerxes' remarkable commissioning letter for Ezra. Look at Ezra 7, verse 25. And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of the Trans-Euphrates, all who know the laws of your God, and you are to teach any who do not know them. Does this sound like what God did for Daniel, as King Nebuchadnezzar appointed Daniel over the wise men of his era? Do you see, King Artaxerxes evidently gained a great respect and appreciation for the power of the moral code of ethics which God had given his people through Moses, including the Ten Commandments and other laws. Do you see the respect King Artaxerxes had for Ezra and Ezra's God-given wisdom and Ezra's understanding of God's laws? Now ponder this for just a moment, friends. What would happen in your city, your country, if God's laws became the official laws which governed civic, social, family, and even business life? How would your city or country change if God's laws became the laws of the land? And finally, one last thing. Look at how King Artaxerxes concluded this commissioning letter for Ezra. Whoever does not obey the law of your God and the law of the king must surely be punished by death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment. Ezra 7, verse 26. Wow! I conclude that King Artaxerxes is, with this one official document, carried in the hands of Ezra, the scholar, priest, and teacher, bringing sweeping change to everyday life, society, and even the culture of the Trans-Euphrates region. Ezra must have been overwhelmed as the king explained this document and his mission. Ezra must have shuddered thinking about what it would require to accomplish all the king has commissioned Ezra to do upon his arrival in Jerusalem. But can you imagine Ezra's excitement as he prayed and thought about what it would be like to see God bring such great change to a region known for centuries as violent, decadent, and godless? Finally, Ezra gives one summary statement about what was going on in his heart as he contemplated his mission and the king's official document. Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his favor to me before the king and his powerful officials. Because the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go up to Jerusalem with me. Ezra 7, verse 27 and 28. Oh, my friends, do you hear Ezra's awe of what he is seeing God do in the heart of the most powerful man in the world? Do you see Ezra's excitement about his opportunity to be part of something really amazing that God is doing in his generation that may affect many generations to come? As you and I look around the world today, is God doing similar amazing things? And do you sense God wants to involve you in miraculous things God is planning for your city or someplace God may lead you? Are you willing, available, and ready for God to commission you to something special?